Familiar as we are with tornadoes, we confess we'd never heard the name of this kind of storm system before. The derecho, from the Spanish word meaning straight ahead. So tornadoes are turning winds, while derechos are moving in one direction, fast. Jeff Masters is a meteorologist with the weather website Weather Underground, and he's going to tell us more about them. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, what causes a derecho?
Thunderstorms can pop up randomly during the summer. And if you get enough of these popping up in the same location, they have the opportunity to kind of work together and form a complex, kind of a greater whole among a bunch of separate thunderstorms. And when they get organized like this, they form one of these, they're called mesoscale convective systems, or sometimes they're called derechos if they happen to move in a straight line and stay together as one mass.
I've seen this described as having a bow echo shape, and on radar it looks sort of like concentric semicircles, almost like a wave moving in one direction.
Yes, a lot of times a derecho will have a squall line that has a bow shape to it, and right at the point of that bow is where you don't want to be. That's where the most violent winds are.
This storm over the weekend caused damage across a huge swath of the country, from Indiana, across Ohio, West Virginia, into Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., here, and up to New Jersey. Is it typical for the path of a derecho to be that long?
The definition of a derecho is it does have to hold together for at least 240 miles. So they're very long traveling types of thunderstorm systems. And they're also defined as being able to generate winds in excess of 58 miles per hour, which is the threshold for a severe thunderstorm.
And I think at least around here, the winds were much, much stronger than that even.
We had over 30 of these thunderstorms that had wind gusts in excess of 80 miles per hour. And that's equivalent to a weak tornado. This is kind of equivalent to having 30-plus tornadoes of the weak variety on the ground. So no wonder they caused so much damage.
Yeah. It was also moving at what seemed to be an extremely fast speed, 60 miles per hour traveling across the country. Is that unusual?
That's pretty typical for a derecho. They do move quickly, and they cover a lot of territory.
Are there certain parts of the country where these storms are likely to happen?
They're most likely in the Midwest and sometimes in the northern tier of states from, say, Minnesota across into southern Canada as well. They tend to form right along the northern edge of a intense heat wave, which exactly is what we had on Friday.
As you were watching this storm develop, Jeff, were you predicting that it would be as bad and as catastrophic as it has been?
No, because it's very unusual to have a derecho of this intensity. I don't think I've ever seen that sort of a death toll in a derecho event. That's more like what you'd get from a tornado outbreak. And the last time we had anything close to this was back in 2009 when we had a derecho that killed 6 people from Kansas to Kentucky. So very unusual, very hard to predict and forecast these sorts of intense, rare events.
Well, Jeff Masters, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Melissa.
That's Jeff Masters, a meteorologist with the website Weather Underground, telling us about derechos. Well, we were also curious where that name derecho comes from, and it turns out that Dr. Gustavus Hinrichs penned the term in the 19th century. Hinrichs was a physics professor at the University of Iowa. The state hired him to study local severe weather. And in 1888, he published a paper in the American Meteorological Journal. He defined a new term to describe these severe windstorms. Since tornado was derived from Spanish, Professor Hinrichs chose another Spanish word to describe these storms, and he landed on the word derecho, meaning straight ahead. It took nearly a century for the term to be used in the modern meteorological lexicon.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Jonathan Kern and Julia Buckley, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Peter Alina. We had production help from Chris Nelson. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley.
The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.